Hello everyone, hope you're all doing great. This is my first video in my new setup and I really love it here. It's so much more efficient. So I really enjoyed doing my video today. Something I wanted to share is one thing that I've noticed is if I was ever feeling really down or had anything bad going on, in the early days I'd try and sit there and just try and think my way out of it. And it's something that will never, ever, ever work. It'll just make your thoughts spiral and make you feel a lot worse. So, if ever anything bad's going on or something bad's happened, make sure you don't try and think your way out of it or try and rewrite the past because you can't. So, just figure out what you need to do, then don't think of it again. Honestly, it's something that will do you the world of good, and it's something that I wish I knew 2 years ago. So, anyway, I hope you're all doing good. I love you and enjoy this video, and make sure you check out the podcast in the description and my Instagram at Joe the Insomniac. I'm a 17-year-old guy currently living in Phoenix, Arizona. Shout out Arizona. This incident took place around 6 months ago on an overnight trip into the Superstition Mountains, which are about an hour drive east of Phoenix. I won't specify exactly what this trail is. Anyway, the particular trail I was taking was an 8-mile loop through a canyon. It's pretty simple in and out on an overnight trip. I planned on going with my friend, but they cancelled on me in the last minute. So, with a bag packed and a car ready to go, I decide I'm gonna go on my own, not leaving the house on time, and some trouble navigating through the forest roads. I didn't arrive on the trailhead until around 5:45. Which, for those of you who don't backpack, this is a very big no-no. I had about a 4-mile hike until I arrived at my planned parking spot, and it was getting dark fast. I figured if I moved very quick, I can get at least 3 miles in before I have to find a spot. This strategy left me hiking a very dark trail on my own, with about 15 miles of dirt road between me and anyone else. Hiking in the dark by itself is scary, especially since I'm on my own. Now, eventually it got so dark that I can only use my headlamp to see where I'm going. Now, with only using the headlamp as my light source and moving fast, I end up not where I want to be. This area isn't great, but I find a spot where there's some burnt pieces of wood and the remains of a circle fire. So it can't be too bad. My first priority was to get a fire going. I scanned the area around me and was able to find some dry wood, and I got a fire going. I got my tarp set up and crack open a can of chili mac. I brought it here and I really look forward to eating. I was feeling good. My camp was set up, my food was on fire. The feeling of uneasiness from the hike had almost gone away, but it was still there. Now, to fully understand what happened, I have to explain to you how my camp was set up. The site I had picked was a small clearing surrounded by large pine trees, with the trail about 30 feet to my left. When you're in the woods and have a fire going, and the fire casts a circle of light around it, and everything on the edge of that circle and past it are pitch black. Now I'm sitting on my ground near the fire eating my dinner, when a small rock, about the size of a marble, is actually thrown at my camp. I look at the tiny rock in shock, as I was positive that I was the only person on this trail at night. I immediately turn my light on, and towards the area that I'd seen the rock come from, but due on the destiny of the pines and brush, I can only see about 10 feet. I spent about the next 15 minutes in disbelief as I scanned the tree line that surrounded my area, searching for whatever had thrown it, not daring to stray too far from the fire I set. It was giving me a false sense of security, to be honest. After sitting back down and spending the rest of my time on high alert, I was able to convince myself that I had somehow kicked the rock or it had fallen from a tree. I went to sleep that night, not expecting the pure terror that was about to unfold. I woke to the sound of rustling leaves, really unaudible if you weren't listening for it at the time. I'm still in a sleepy daze. I listen to the rustling of leaves, but it gets harder to hear as I assume they were moving away from me. I went to grab my handheld flashlight that I had next to me when I'd fallen asleep, but the more I looked, the more scared I get as I realize that it's not even there now. I don't get how. I stand up in my sleeping bag, now ducking out of my top. Now, I can't really see far into the woods, but I was able to see a light off in them. It couldn't have been more than 15 feet away, but it's my flashlight laying on the ground in a pile of leaves. This is one of the few moments in my life that I've almost had a heart attack. The flashlight that I'd left sitting right next to me when I'd fallen asleep a few hours ago was now 15 feet away from me past the tree line in the woods. I hurriedly slipped my boots on, clutching my knife in my other hand and keeping my head on a swivel. I weigh my options. Stay here, wait it out, or attempt a 3-mile hike back to the car in darkness. I figured that whether or not I'm going to get out of here, I'll definitely have a better advantage if I was out on the trail with a light. So I decide that I have to stay at my camp and remain there for the night. Eventually, it came back. I could hear it walking through the woods. It was so far off that I couldn't hear it at first. It sounded like somebody walking by, strolling around without a care in the world. Sometimes it will walk far, then near, and a few hours later do the same thing. Still faint as ever. This goes on for 3 or 4 hours until I listen to the steps getting closer until they're about 7 feet from me. At this point, the fire's got really small as I've run out of wood for it, and the footsteps stopped and everything went totally silent. I sat there still for 2 hours, clutching my knife in my hand. I pray that whatever this is can just leave me. I stay like that until the sun came through, and I can see that I'm alone in my campsite. I packed up all my things and speed walked the 3 miles back down the trail I've taken. I arrived at an empty dirt road where my car was parked and nearly sprinted to it as I unlocked my Supra. I jump in it and drove until I put at least 20 miles between me and that place. I stop at a gas station in Apche Junction to buy a Red Bull, but mostly just to see or talk to someone. As I exit the store, I was able to read what was written in the dust on the back of my window. Sleep well. The hell. A lot of weird things happened to me on my various adventures through the Arizona, but this was the weirdest by far. I thought I had to share it. There's a seriously deranged person living in the Superstition Mountains. Do yourself a favor and stay as far away from them as you can. This is a story that's been really bothering me lately for absolutely no reason whatsoever. A few months back, I just had this dream that brought back this memory I tried to suppress growing up, but as of recently, it's been weighing on my mind. Growing up in 2005 on the edge of the suburbs, there was a large grove of trees and hills by some railway tracks that led to a big forest about half a mile from my home. When I was 9 years old, me and my neighborhood friends would ride our bikes to the railroad tracks. We'd walk to the forest and go and explore the random pieces of furniture and junk in this forest. We'd play card games, do homework, and hang out with friends for about 2 hours. We never stayed too long. There was this small abandoned house, and in this forest, we always stayed away from it. As one of my friends, Michael, said, there's a homeless man that lived there, and if you saw him, run. So right off the bat after hearing this, going near the house in the woods was as scary as could be. One chilly November afternoon after school, I came home and drop off my backpack at the back of my home and immediately go there. My bike is broken at the time, so I walk. Michael told me at school that apparently, this area of the forest is a really good place to play Pokemon with him. This is something we'd frequently do growing up, just to pass time until our parents got home at 4. Nothing unusual. As I crossed the railroad tracks into the forest, I instantly felt a weird sensation. That feeling when somebody's watching you. I looked all around and don't see anyone, so I thought I was getting spooked, as the rather overcast day was very eerie. Trekking through the autumn leaves scattered across this large wooden area, I come across the big open area where I'm supposed to meet Michael. Near to this area that we normally meet, I find his notebook open. On the page was written, "Hey, I had to go back home and grab some batteries for my Game Boy. Wait for me here. I'll be back soon, Michael." And I wait. Being alone, especially feeling like somebody was watching me, made this particular moment very uncomfortable. However, I convinced myself I was just being a wuss and decided to wait for Michael. I sat down and began playing on my Game Boy. It wasn't too long until that sensation of being watched grew into utter paranoia. I kept frantically looking for my Game Boy and checking my watch. I'd been there for 30 minutes and it's starting to get dark. Then I heard some leaves crunch. I look in the direction of the sound and briefly saw a dark hooded figure peeking from behind a few trees, then hiding back behind them. My skin crawled, and I immediately jump up from where I'm sitting, frozen in my tracks. I scream hello. I'm quickly reminded that I'm not alone, as I see this very tall, dirty looking hooded man peek from around the trees. He called back, "Hey buddy." I pick up Michael's notebook, and I ran for my life. I ran so fast, I barely had time to look behind me. However, I heard leaves crunching not too far from behind me. It's the man running for me. He was screaming for me to come back, and I just wanted to talk to you. I'm sorry. I began crying as I was running, thinking this was exactly how those kids disappear. I ran and ran and ran, until I literally tripped over the railway tracks and cut my knees. Michael was just getting to the tracks. He saw me, crying, and I screamed at him to run. Without question, we ran all the way home. The hooded man was nowhere to be seen. I last saw him staring from the woods. Defeated that he couldn't catch me or something, I don't know. I told Michael everything that happened and we never went back to the woods again. Years later in 2016, they bulldozed the woods and built a neighborhood there. We later found out from the fellow neighborhood friends who lived in the area the same thing would happen to them. To this day, it's probably the scariest thing that happened to me. When I was younger, I spent a lot of time living with my grandparents. I liked hanging out there because they were around all day, so I didn't feel as lonely. But of course I would get bored. They were lucky enough to own a cabin in a forest. I would often stay there. I'd bring food and just have a good time generally, or read. But of course it could be boring, and that would always lead me to explore the forest a little bit. I would never go too far out, just far enough that I could find some tranquility and enjoy myself, something that I probably didn't do often enough. Now sometimes when I'd go out on these trips, I would have the overwhelming urge to get out of the forest, or the sense that I was being followed. Normally, I thought, oh, there's probably just some animals around and I'm not really used to being out in the woods, but it was something that would continue for a long time, so much so that I actually become used to it, and I trained myself just to switch off from it, which probably wasn't a good thing, because even today, I have the problem where if I feel like I'm being watched, I don't even bat an eye at it. Now on one particular day when this happened, I was on one of my walks, and I didn't really think much of it like normal. However, there was a pungent smell that was truly overwhelming my senses. It really smelled like a dead body. I thought maybe an animal had died, but I couldn't see any. I can't ignore this, and now the paranoia sets in, as I realize that something might be watching me. I'm worried that maybe it's a dead body or something. I start returning back to the cabin. As I do, I can hear something falling through the trees. I stop dead in my track. I can see a large rock has been thrown just behind me. Now I'm certain it had been thrown there, because I never saw it before and I literally just walked there. Then I think to myself, if that rock hit me, it would have knocked me out or gave me brain damage. Just as I'm thinking that, I can see a large dark figure in the trees. The craziest part is I lock eyes with something with orange glowing eyes. Now, I don't believe in Bigfoot, but I have never seen anything like this in my life. The smell, the rock being thrown, it all makes sense. I turn and start sprinting. I'm so scared that I start to tear up while I'm running. I can hear that thing closing on me. I start screaming and praying. I make a sudden turn and now I'm only about 50 meters away from the cabin. I glance behind me and I can see the figure again. This time walking. I don't care, I keep going until I'm in the cabin and I slam the door behind me. Through teary eyes, I look out the window and I can see whatever this thing is staring back at me. It stopped as though it knows that it can't go any further. It simply turns around again and returns to the forest. I told my parents about it and my grandparents, but they don't believe me, but I know what happened that day, and I've never seen anything like it. I know that the area is where the Navajo are supposed to reside, but I don't think it was a skinwalker. It's truly the most scary thing that I've ever experienced in my life. This story takes place during the summer when I was 15. I was living with my dad and stepmother at the time. I remembered my mum throwing a royal fit about me buying new school clothes because I had let a few pairs of pants get holes in them and still wore them. It was my first year going into high school and I wasn't going to let her spoil that for me, so I went to stay with my grandparents for the summer to earn money. They lived in a remote, small area that was once home to many native tribes, most prominently the Quinalu tribe. It's very secluded despite being only a mile or so from the highway. It's all lush, gorgeous forest. My grandpa had built his own three-story house and a shop where he cut and assembled cedar into roofing products. That's where I came in, hauling heavy chunks of cedar to his van, stacking, nailing, chinking up pieces into smaller ones to be sold. I made good money while I was there, and could buy a new wardrobe. As summer was coming to an end, it was too hot to work, and I decided to walk one day. Now let me say that, I spent my childhood roaming around these woods, armed with my grandpa's two dogs. We ran and played and napped all day, and I'd never seen anything out of the ordinary or got weird vibes. I waited until it was a bit cooler in the evening and started out, walking a little path that would take me to an old unused logging road. I had tread this path so many times that I wasn't even paying attention until I felt like I was being watched. I would like to note here that I was young at the time, and had yet to touch alcohol or drugs, and had no history of hallucinations or mental illness, so what I saw really haunts me. There he was, standing naked in the middle of the path, looking down at me with a blank expression. He was tall, maybe even 7 feet, much taller than my 5 foot nothing. He had long, long matted black and grey hair. There were tufts of it growing from the sides of his arms as well. His skin was very sticky, yellow and pale, looking too big for his stature. We made eye contact. His yellow orbs felt like they're looking into my soul. I couldn't move or think. Everything goes silent around me. The next 10 seconds or so seemed like they stretched out for an eternity. We just stood there looking at each other, before he swiftly turned and walked back into the trees. The foliage went undisturbed as he melted through it and disappeared. I honestly expected him to charge at me, or at least try and intimidate me, but he just left. I haven't seen him since either, nor am I too enthusiastic to go out looking. I remember telling my grandma about it, and she said it was probably a drug addict, but something didn't seem right. I've told this story somewhere before, and it really scares me. I've tried looking into Native American folklore, especially the local stuff, but haven't found anything matching the description. I don't know if maybe it's a skinwalker or not, but it truly terrified me. This happened yesterday. My brother and I went for a hike to starve off cabin fever from self-isolation. We chose a pretty remote trail to lower the risk of coming into contact with others. I was walking ahead of my brother, and the gravel on the track was making our footsteps seem really loud. Deep in thought, I was listening to the rhythm of his footstep behind me. About 20 minutes in, I start hearing other footsteps, off faint and getting louder, until they're the same pitch as his, but they're very fast, like the rhythm of someone running. There suddenly came a halt to it, and I could hear the motion of somebody stepping on the gravel. That sudden, sharp, rocky sound you can imagine. I assumed that there must have been someone running or jogging on the track, and sure enough, I see a shadow on the other side of me appearing. It looks like somebody's head is next to mine, as though they're running behind me. I stopped, turned around to let them pass, as the track's very narrow. However, when I turned around, it was just my brother staring back at me. He was confused as to why I'd stopped. So, I asked if he was running a second ago, and he said nah. I asked if there had been anyone behind him, and he said that he wasn't aware of anyone. I thought it was strange, but just let it go and carried on. About 5 minutes later, we came around a corner, and there was this smell of pure death. It was very strong, like rotten meat. We figure it's a dead animal. We reach our hike lookout about 20 minutes later, chilled out for a bit, then headed back. We pass the death smell again, and it's around the exact same spot where it happened before. I hear the running sounds again. I ignore it, because I'm getting scared now, and we pick up the pace to get back to the car. I told my mum, and she said that it must have been a dead body, and maybe that was their spirit that you could sense. I laughed at the time, but it was more out of fear. I'm really not sure what this is, and it still haunts me to this day.